for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Bulletproof Diet. He's also the inventor of Bulletproof Coffee, the healthy choice to achieve sustained high performance. He has a new documentary film coming out next month called Moldy. Welcome to the show, Dave Asprey. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Dave, welcome to the show.
It's an honor to be on.
Great to have you. Now, your personal story is fascinating. You were able to lose 100 pounds and regain your health by hacking your own biology. Share with the listeners, what does that mean?
Well, people often think of hackers and computers, and that's what I was. I was a Silicon Valley guy. I spent 20 years learning how to manage systems, really complex things like the internet, where we don't know all the variables, but you still have to make it work. When I found that I hit 300 pounds in my mid-20s and that I was starting to get brain dysfunction, that was really kind of scaring me as an entrepreneur, I turned those same technologies that we use to manage complex systems back on my body, started studying anti-aging medicine, and for 10 years I've run a nonprofit in that field, kind of as a side thing to what I did in Silicon Valley. And I finally said, I got to write all this stuff down because I spent $300,000 first fixing myself and then upgrading myself far beyond what I thought was possible. And I just wanted to share that skill set with people because it's pretty amazing what you can do when you realize that you're in charge of your own biology.
Yeah, that's great, being in charge of your own biology. I like that theme. Now, it didn't just improve you physically. I read that you were able to actually improve mentally and raise your IQ even by 20 points.
Yeah, I've used techniques that add up to substantially more than 20 points when you look at the research. But it's hard to know exactly how much you raise your IQ because your IQ changes day to day depending on how tired you are. And also, if you take the same IQ test twice, you get better each time you take it. So you'll always think you improved your IQ when you probably didn't really. So there's a bit of complexity there, but certainly 20 IQ points is very reasonable.
Interesting, you know. And I told you this during the break. I don't usually endorse products on the show, but I have to say I'm a huge fan of your Bulletproof coffee. I've always had a hard time finding a coffee that didn't irritate my stomach, didn't cause a crash. So I avoided coffee. I started on your coffee a few months ago. It's amazing. Share what makes this coffee so unique, Dave.
Oh, thanks so much. You and I both had the same thing. I gave up coffee for 5 years, and I love the stuff. Every time I drank it, I would get jittery and cranky, and my stomach would hurt, and I'd get a headache sometimes, and like it made me angry. So I did a lot of research because sometimes I could have coffee and it was okay, and I dug into the problem of mold in coffee. And it turns out that the United States has no government regulations about toxic mold levels in coffee, but Japan, Singapore, all of the EU, even China, have standards to protect their population. And I've got two of the world's top coffee experts on record saying that all the coffee that's illegal to sell there gets sold in the U.S. And that's why when I drink most coffee, I don't feel well. Bulletproof coffee beans, we use a different process in green coffee processing, one that I helped to pioneer, this whole bulletproof process, we call it. And then we use lab testing at the very end of it to verify that our process was followed and that the coffee is at levels very, very low on the toxins. So you feel different when you drink it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, you definitely feel it. Now, you're not an advocate of adding sugar and cream to your coffee, but instead you've revolutionized the trend of mixing in organic butter. Now, drinking butter has an unhealthy stigma to some. Tell us why it's actually healthy for us.
Well, when you put milk protein into your coffee, the milk protein called casein sticks to the antioxidants that are naturally in the coffee. They're called polyphenols and catechins. Mm-hmm. And when this binding happens, your body can't use them. And so there's a study out there that shows 340% more bioavailability of these antioxidants in coffee when you don't add milk. So our bodies demand saturated fat to make hormones, to make our brains work, to turn off our hunger hormones, make us feel full, and to keep us from being distracted. So how are you going to get the fat if you don't want the protein? Well, that's what butter is, or even better yet, ghee, which is clarified butter. You put that in the coffee. Grass-fed butter matters to get the right fat. And you blend it. And what you get is something that makes you feel pretty good. And if you follow the full Bulletproof coffee recipe, the one that we recommend on the website, the one that's in the store, you add this very fine extract of coconut oil called brain octane oil. It's about 6% of what's naturally in coconut oil, and that adds another element of energy and fullness. You blend that together, and you don't care about food for 4 to 6 hours. I mean, like, the plate of bagels, whatever would make you crave the most, you look at it, and you simply don't care. There's no internal suppression. There's no willpower. It's just like, oh, like I don't want it right now. And for me, as a 300-pound guy formerly, it was about 200 pounds. I'm actually doing this call on my deck with my shirt off, and I'm not embarrassed by that. That's transformative, because I just don't care about the foods that before would have just, I would have been in a stare down with those foods, and they would have won eventually, and now they have no power.
So you're showing your bulletproof chest.
Exactly.
You know, now you got this book, The Bulletproof Diet, and you dispel a lot of the myths that hold people's health hostage, and we don't have time to cover all, but give me, I saw one in there interesting, that fruit can stall weight loss. Share why.
Well, fruit is unfortunately not the same as a vegetable, and we like to think of fruits and vegetables as if it's one word. Fruits are bags of water, sugar, a little bit of fiber, but not that much, and a few vitamins and nutrients, but not even that many. And fructose does all sorts of things to mess with your insulin sensitivity. And it also contributes to fatty liver and gout. And there are lots of people who are chronically craving food because they're eating fruit all the time. And sometimes they're eating more fruit than they want because they think it's healthy. And
right.
I hate to say this, but broccoli is not the same thing as a banana. They both start with B, but they're not related. They're like fish and bicycles.
That makes sense. So yeah, so cut back on that. That makes a lot of sense. Tell us briefly about the new documentary, Moldy. Sounds interesting.
Moldy is coming out on June 4th. It'll be a free screening online for 10 days. And it's a documentary where I've traveled around and talked with about a dozen people who were impacted by mold in their environment. Not so much mold in their coffee, but mold in their houses or their workplace. I've also interviewed some of the top physicians out there working on this problem. Dr. Amen from Amen Brain Clinics, Dr. Hyman, who's now at the Cleveland Clinic running their functional medicine. They're in the movie, and they're talking about these hidden things. You don't see the mold in your house. It's behind the wall, but it puts out these poisons that at a parts per billion affect you. And there's 100 million people in the U.S. alone with genes that make them especially susceptible. But for everyone else, these cause oxidative DNA damage. They contribute to cancer and heart disease and other problems. So it's like this mysterious kryptonite that no one knows about that's relatively easy to find and fix. So my mission with Moldy is to help people understand that this may be why they all suddenly everything changed when they moved into that new house that smells a little different. And we need to know that it's dangerous, and especially for our children, to be able to understand that this can be a cause of behavioral problems, autoimmunity. It's a really big problem that makes asbestos and lead paint look small.
Yeah, and I had a patient who had an issue living in a house that had hidden mold. It destroyed her life, her health, her ability to function, and she didn't know it. And when she found out, she moved, and it's amazing what a different person. Had she not found that out, I think she would have died in that house.
I had the same experience. When I hit 300 pounds, I was very likely in a moldy place, and after I'd lost a lot of the weight, it came back. When I lived in a house with mold behind a wall, I had no idea it was there. It's one of these things. I see it in people who call me for executive coaching, where like, well, I'm doing really well, I'm really successful, but I just feel like nothing works anymore. And, well, you look around and there's that one change in their environment. So if we all know this, it becomes a non-issue. But if you don't know it, you just keep searching and searching. You spend all your money and all your time and all your willpower not knowing about this really common, really invisible source of kryptonite in your life.
That's great. Well, Dave, we got to definitely have you back on the show. One segment just doesn't do you justice.
Thank you so much, Dave, for being on the show. To learn more about Dave's upcoming documentary, Moldy, his high-performance coffee, and his book, Bulletproof Diet, go to bulletproofexec.com. That's bulletproofexec.com. You can follow Dave on Twitter at bulletproofexec. For our daily health tweets, be sure and follow us at Dr. David Friedman. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. As always, this is me, Melanie Cole, with Dr. David Friedman. Thanks for listening, and stay well.